So it is flashback time. That is the July 13th edition of Bathrobes, Piers, Broadsides. The Thursday evening show coming up is going to be two flashbacks. One to December 26th, 1999. I think it's a partial flashback to that show because I don't think we have the whole show. And then another partial flashback to December 30th, the next show, which I believe was a Thursday show. So you're going to get the last part of the December 26th Sunday show. And looks like most of the December 30th show. December 26th show begins with discussion of a Cleveland loss for homeless folks in Cleveland, Ohio, and then interviews and discussions on the street with Steve Sullivan, the Pied Piper, Laura Tucker, working with the Homeless Issues Task Force, and talking about other issues as well. Host misinformation that apparently was given out. That's the eyes and ears or the snitches for the police, as they were then known in those days. I've heard more positive things about the hosts since then, but I haven't really been enough downtown, heard enough accounts to really give you good information there. Then we have a long interview from early December with attorney and activist David Beauvais, who is defending a group of naked players called the Explicit Players. And then interviews from Telegraph Avenue about police harassment there. And finally, Julia Vinograd's poetry from 1999, 20 years before she died. One of her, I wouldn't call it her early days. She was writing in the 70s and even in the 60s. But her middle period, perhaps. All of this was from December 26th. Then we go to December 30th. We have James Ney as a co-host. James was an activist who now kind of is a retired, I believe. And we get to hear him. He and I are discussing busts in L.A. and the Pershing Park. We have call-ins from Skidmark Bob and the V-Man about police problems and also a dead body. We have Robert Steffen interviewing him briefly after he won his case and finally was allowed to go back to his bench. That's the pink umbrella man who was at that time the man in the garbage can, no, the garbage bag, running for president, who Bunny Shoes wanted to evict from the public bench and did for a month or more. Then there's a discussion of a guy who just got 5 days in jail to get another jaywalking ticket, how he felt about it, an interview with a man who characterizes himself as Black Man in America. Then we have myself, Linda Lemaster, Roxana Quistapache, and Becky Johnson talking before the closed session of the Shitty Council on December 14th, 1999, opposing the kick out all the tenants, but don't give them really adequate relocation funding in the so-called Dolphin Lee Project. And we have commentary from Beach Flats resident Phil Baer and, of course, perennial council watcher, scope it out, Scott Graham. All that is coming up, and I believe there's even some music included with these segments of, and I wish I had more, I wish I had the full shows of these December 99 shows. But you get to hear them now, and there'll be some actual original material on Sunday, when I'm able to sort of get myself in gear, and I'll have to do a little bit more outreach on the streets, but pretty sure I'll have some more stuff that's actually from the here and now 2023 at that time, so don't go away. If you have questions or comments or complaints, give me a call on the Huff line. Huff is Homeless United for Friendship and Freedom, and we're at, as it might be appropriate, 831-423-HUFF, or 423-4833. And perhaps most important, if you are observing anything going on around the ongoing sweeps that apparently have not stopped, particularly around the edges of Santa Cruz, like up in the Lower Meadow, the Poganip area, and in other places, driving away people for there is no real place for them to go, give me a call and let me know about it. Take pictures of it, post them online, and get in touch with us so we can actually consider ways to protect those folks, the kind of people that are being confronted with this in the future. Again, 423-4833.